Video, police, first grade teacher implicated in man's fentanyl overdose death. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2024. Police say a first grade teacher in Montgomery County, Maryland, has been arrested in connection to an overdose death involving fentanyl in Washington, D.C. Officers and special agents with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, executed a search and seizure warrant at Sarah Catherine Maggott's Burdensville residence before they arrested her, NBC4 reported Tuesday. The outlet continued. DEA agents and police detectives discovered that a man who died in March from a fentanyl overdose had been in Montgomery County in the days leading up to his death and had been in contact with Maggott, according to police. 2 days before the victim was found dead in a home for recovering addicts, according to a D.C. police report, he reached out to Maggott for Xanax, according to charging documents. Montgomery County police say text messages show the teacher sold to the man for months before his death and knew how dangerous the drugs were. According to reported text messages, Maggott allegedly tried to contact the man the day before he was found deceased, but he did not reply. A day after his body was found, she reportedly messaged him saying, "Guess you died," before saying she was concerned after not having heard from him. Documents also say an anonymous source alerted police to Maggott allegedly leaving the classroom to sell drugs outside of school, the NBC4 article said. Maggott has been suspended from her position at Dr. Charles R. Drew Elementary School, Fox 5 reported Wednesday. She's facing 5 felony charges related to violating state-controlled substance laws, the article stated. Vucinine reported that Maggott had been buying and selling fentanyl and Xanax pills for several years. Maggott is being held in jail pending a bond hearing, the NBC report said. It is important to note that about 30.3 tons of fentanyl have crossed the nation's southern border since President Joe Biden took office, the Republican National Committee, RNC, said in June, according to Breitbart News. That amount of fentanyl is enough to take the lives of about 13.8 billion people, the RNC's press release said, citing a United States Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, webpage about the drug, the report noted.